From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is calling for extending the school year for students in the U.S. Mr. Obama notes that American young people attend class on average about a month less than children in most other advanced countries. And he says that month makes a difference.
It means that kids are losing a lot of what they learn during the school year during the summer. It's especially severe for poor kids who may not be seeing as many books in their house during the summers, aren't getting supplemental educational activities.
President on NBC's Today Show, he also says teachers who are not doing well should get support and training, but ultimately, he said, the worst performing teachers, in his words, have got to go. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says he wants to consult with fellow leaders at an Arab League meeting in Paris before deciding whether to walk out of peace talks with Israel. At issue is the expiration of Israel's freeze on settlement construction in the West Bank. The BBC's John Donison says Abbas may be forced to compromise.
For weeks, he has been insisting a freeze on building in Jewish towns and cities on occupied Palestinian land must be extended. But over the weekend, Israel refused to do that. Now, under pressure from the United States, there are signs that Palestinian negotiators may accept that the moratorium on building is not officially going to be extended, as long as in reality on the ground, no major construction takes place in the coming weeks and months.
BBC's John Donison in Ramallah. Gunmen in Afghanistan have abducted a British relief worker along with three of her Afghan colleagues in a border area near Pakistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the four are with a firm called DAI, a subcontractor for the U.S. Agency for International Development.
The local police said they had not been notified that a team would be traveling through the area where several different insurgent groups are active. In July, DAI was also targeted by a Taliban suicide attack that penetrated their compound in northern Kunduz province, killing four of their staff. Attacks on charity workers in recent months have severely restricted the ability of aid organizations to move outside the capital. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Rain-swollen rivers in the upper Midwest have people taking precautions to protect their homes. In Portage, Wisconsin, dozens of people have evacuated because a nearby levee is leaking. Pat Dixon told WKOW-TV he has not yet decided whether to leave.
We wouldn't be able to get in and out for days on end, and we'd have to float in and out, and I'm not ready to get my boats out yet.
Ken Wall is already using his boat, a canoe. He's traveling across flooded roadways with it.
2 years ago it flooded, last year was nothing, and then this year we've had, this is the third one.
In South Dakota, residents of some communities just north of Sioux Falls are filling and stacking sandbags to protect their homes from the Big Sioux River, which is expected to crest today. This is NPR News from Washington. Southwest Airlines says it has agreed to acquire rival low-cost carrier AirTran for nearly $1.4 billion in cash and stock. The deal would give Southwest access to Atlanta, a major market it currently does not serve. Southwest would also be able to expand in major markets such as Boston, New York, and Washington, Baltimore. The proposed merger must still be approved by shareholders of both airlines and by government regulators. Southwest tried unsuccessfully last year to acquire Frontier Airlines. Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps is the top draw at movie theaters in North America. NPR's Trina Williams says the film earned an estimated $19 million in ticket sales over the weekend.
Someone reminded me I once said, greed is good. Now it seems it's legal.
Michael Douglas returns to his Oscar-winning role as Gordon Gekko in Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. The sequel picks up with the character after a 23-year prison term.
Maybe I was in prison too long.
Shia LaBeouf, Carey Mulligan, and Josh Brolin also star. It was a tight race for second place, with The Legend of the Guardians, Owls of Ga'Hoole, earning an estimated $16.3 million, and last weekend's top movie, The Town, right behind it with an estimated $16 million. Trina Williams, NPR News.
The British businessman who owned the company that makes the two-wheel Segway personal transporter has been killed in a freak accident involving one of the devices. 62-year-old James Heseldon apparently drove a Segway off a cliff, plunging about 30 feet into a river in northern England on Sunday. An off-road Segway was found in the river not far from where his body was recovered. He was one of the richest men in England. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.